Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates at Heaps Normal, delicious, independent, non-alcoholic beers. And Heggy, as you know, they've already got the world award-winning Quiet XPA Lager.
I do know.
They've got the Half Day Hazy, but now, limited edition, folks, get in there. Heaps Normal Coffee Run Stout.
Coffee.
Mate, Coffee Run Stout, brewed with the beans from Newcastle's Floozy Coffee.
How's that work then? Chucking beans in the still.
Mate.
What's happened?
Don't ask him, but Heaps Normal. They're making magic happen. They've made a non-alcoholic beer that tastes like a fucking actual one. So
just like the sticker on your back window of your car, they're making magic happen. Yes.
That's the one.
Get around it.
And then I've got the My Family sticker, but it's the semi-automatic weapons one that go down to the pistols for the kids.
Yeah, it's cute.
Heaps Normal. Get around them. If you order a slab online, chuck in duty free at checkout for free shipping around Australia.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a scoot flight from the Gold Coast.
At LAX.
Thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the...
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. How's it going, mate?
Mate, well, it was lovely to hear your solo intro last week. How are the Uggs treating you?
Oh, Uggs are plush. I've never put my feet in something as you know, I'm moving up in the world. I've never had a pair. They're three-figure Uggs.
I'll be honest, for you, I'm amazed that you've ever had a pair of new Uggs. I picked you down at a Savers going, how long have these been worn?
Oh, you know what I've done before, though? No, I've always had Uggs, but like you, when you get a pair that's buggered and it gets down to that grid cardboard shit under your foot,
yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
I sometimes buy a new pair, but I keep the old pair and I cut a foot-sized bit out of the top of the foot, like so it's, you know, it's still in fairly good nick, or up the ankle, you can cut that bit out and then use that as an insole for when it happens again.
Mate, this is exactly what I pictured. I pictured you taking it down to just a carpet store and getting a plush carpet and making your own sort of inner lining.
Insoles, yeah. I mean, I would do that, but this one, yeah, there's still pretty good nick on the outside, so you can do that. I'll just trace your foot around the outside, get out a Stanley knife, away you go.
Beautiful. Well, it is winter time, and of course, that's what you've got your new Uggs.
Life hacks.
I've been fucking everywhere, man. I've taken a Qantas, a Virgin, a Jetstar, and 4 Qatar Airways flights in about 2 weeks.
So yeah, hectic schedule. Good wedding though. You had a lovely time.
Mate, it was a ripper time. Scottish wedding. Our mate, Daniel Sloss, comedian,
your mate.
Superstar. He's not your mate, is he? No, he's he's good. I got into a bit of buck fast. Mate, it was a beautiful Scottish wedding.
What a drop.
In the vows, he mentioned his wife's tits, how great they were. So, you know, just a beautiful day for everyone.
Nice.
Drinking Buckfast straight out of the bottle.
Is Buckfast Irish, isn't it, or is it Scottish?
I believe it's English. Someone texted me saying it was English.
Oh, okay.
But it's made its way up. I think Scotland have claimed it like we do with most of our superstars. They've taken Buckfast from somewhere else.
Like the cockroaches keep trying to do with Greg Inglis.
Yeah. But, mate, it was fucking great. But I'll tell you what, flying 47 hours of economy flying in a 5-day period, a little bit too much.
Poor fella.
Wouldn't put it on anyone. Don't be doing that with your days. I will tell you what, though, I was in Newcastle last weekend for the Newcastle Comedy Festival Gala. We're back this weekend. Saturday, June 3rd, 4 p.m. at the Gal. Tickets are selling fast. And then after our show, you've got your solo.
Yeah, I do. Well, there's Osh's show in between.
Oh, our that's
show
right.
And my solo show. So, mate, do the triple. Same venue. Don't have to leave. You know what, though? Ease off a bit. I don't want any maggots in my show because I'm filming it.
Yep.
And there's, every time I film something, some fuckhead will immortalize themselves by doing something stupid. And I usually have two goes at it so I can edit the stupid losers out. But this time I just got one go at it. So I'm getting up early in the morning, going to dress in the room, sort it all out. Don't be a dickhead.
I'll tell you what, I'll do my best, but I'm coming off the back of the Guinness World Record attempt that made you spew in your mouth in the intro last week.
Yep.
And I assume it's made you upset because you're a man that came so close to being immortalised in the Guinness Book of World Records until that long fucking hair fell out of your leg.
Yeah, but mine was an actual achievement.
What do you mean?
Yours, not so much. Yours is like the,
you had a long hair.
Most people wearing thongs at once down at the beach or some shit.
Man.
Just...
You say that. So we're going 27 hours back to back on the radio show. But I don't know if you saw earlier this year, a bloke broke the record for most lanyards wore at once.
why would I have seen that?
Man, he's fucking little hair. He's a little bloke. He's got 500 plus lanyards on and his head looks like it's about to explode. It's good stuff.
What, they're not tight? He's just trying to hold them up.
Yeah, heavy. I think just the weight.
What a fucking world we live in. Like, why is that a thing? Why are we watching? I assume people can watch you do your amazing, you know, world record attempt.
Probably.
Cheer you on from home, watching television, so. Watching radio on television, like we now do.
Mate,
brilliant.
I love that you say this after again, your world record attempt was for the longest leg hair.
Yeah.
And you're saying the bloke that's put on, Illinois man, put on 509 lanyards to break the world record.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're knocking his
attempt. Well, you tell me out of those two things, who's a bigger tryhard? You know, natural talent or the guy trying to put lanyards on his head? Crazy.
Oh, you know what he is? He's a serial Guinness record breaker.
Well, even worse.
Yeah.
Like, I hope his personal life fucking sucks.
Oh, you'd have to assume it does.
He would bore everyone at dinner parties and I would want to punch him if I ever met him. What a loser. Bit of news from alumni and a bit of news in general.
Oh, hey, just quickly, by the way, I said Newcastle this weekend, but July 14th, we're up in Brizzy.
Oh, yeah.
The 9 p.m. show sold out months in advance. So we've added a second one. Patreon members have snapped most of them up already. We've added a 7 p.m. show, same night. So 9 p.m. and a 7 p.m. July 14, Good Chat Comedy Club there in Brizzy. Get around it.
Yes. Sorry, I did forget to mention that. But you might have noticed a few things in the news this week, flight-related but also larrikin-related. Bodie.
Yeah.
Manny Risby-Jones, just the four names. 25K in the red.
Absolute bargain.
Man, once again, cold hard gets you out of the shit.
Incredible. But I thought, if you don't know the story of Bodie, is the 20-odd-year-old bloke from Noosa who went on a drunken nude rampage through a town in Indonesia under strict sort of Islamic law. And I thought, this bloke's not coming back with all of his hands and feet.
Well,
there's no way.
Yeah.
Something's got to go. Turns out 25 grand, which is, and that's not Indonesian rupiah. That's Aussie dollar. That's cold hard cash.
Yeah, no jail time, no public flogging, just cash.
Cash.
They took it.
And I think he's gotten off pretty light. 25 grand, we could pass around a hat and we could fucking do it in Newcastle this Saturday.
Oh.
Your taping goes well, just start bashing.
Wouldn't be the first up there. In other news, Asana Airlines, South Korean lunatic opening the door while the plane was 200 metres altitude. So coming into land. It can be done. Is the point.
Yeah, it can be done. And we've said this before. Someone hit us up on Twitter, which we opened a Twitter account a long time ago and then we remembered the sort of people that are on there.
Yeah.
It's not all just RIPs from you, you know.
Gross.
Somebody hit us up and said, you said it was impossible and I had to tell them at a certain altitude, it is impossible to open the door. But this bloke, there was a minute to go or something in the flight, landed in Daegu in South Korea.
Yep.
He wanted to get off the plane.
You're sitting next to the emergency exit. I've read in a little bit about this, but Asana, I've read, will be culpable. That's bullshit. How can you stop that?
Well, they've got nanny state now. Now they're not selling the ticket next to the door.
What? That airline or everyone?
Yeah. No, that airline because of that fuckhead.
Right. Good on him. Now, if there is an emergency, sorry, sitting too far away, got to keep my seatbelt on, can't reach it or something. There'll be something.
Yeah, you can tell it wasn't too high up because people are fairly relaxed. Must feel like a nice breeze. Maybe the bloke was right.
You'd still want your seatbelt on, I reckon, if you're getting wind. Leave your seatbelt on. Can't account for the lunacy epidemic. So take it easy. Also, you know what I haven't heard back from? Maybe you have. I doubt it. The Greyhound naming of a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
I've not heard a peep.
Have you had a look at any of the names?
No. I haven't given it a nudge.
On Patreon, a few people wrote on our Instagram, a lot of people want Stroke Me Off, understandably.
Stroke Me Off? Oh, Beef Stroke Me Off or just Stroke Me Off?
Beef Stroke Me Off.
Yep.
A few have gone for the, yep, Welcome Stranger. Here we go. Jeffrey with a J.
Oh, yeah. Those words or just Jeffrey written with
a J? No, Jeffrey with a J. But I think it can only be three, can't it? G Finneran. After Jared Finneran, of our earlier subjects.
Finneran surprise.
Gus Pruden on our Patreon has put in more chili, makes you think Land Larrikin or Gone Too Soon, the number two.
Not bad.
Steve, clearly the best greyhound name is Merrill Darrell.
Merrill Darrell.
From the other week.
Merrill Darrell is good. That's good.
Bing Bang Boom or makes you think.
Oh, yeah.
NRG Juice. These are from Christy. Shannon Airport, yep. NRG Juice or Your Mate.
Your Mate's not bad.
Your Mate's pretty good, actually. Steve, Nikki, Jeffy, Cody.
Oh, goodness. That would be. I'd place a bet on that.
Flying Tip Rat from Tim, and Anthony's written, keep it simple, greyhound name, one word, go Jaden.
Yeah, right. It's two words.
He said, imagine a whole crowd screaming go Jaden as the dish licker screams past the winner's post at Dapto.
Yes.
Brings a tear to my eye.
Very good. All right. Well, we'll have to do some more prodding of the naming process off air, see what happens.
Also, another subject we covered in the past, the YouTuber, I don't know if you saw this, the bloke Trevor Jacob, who I think it was in the Influencers one live in Sydney.
Yeah.
He was the bloke that crashed the plane, remember? Parachuted out and crashed the plane.
Yes.
So he's facing up to 20 years in federal prison.
Yeah.
He's in deep shit, right? So he's in a little plane. He's crashed it on purpose, jumped out to put it up on YouTube.
Yeah.
he initially told investigators that his plane lost power and he didn't know where the wreck was. They later found that he made no attempt to call air traffic control, restart his engine or search for a safe place to land.
Yeah.
But this is my favourite bit about the whole story. On December 10th, 2021, he and a friend flew to the crash site and towed the crash plane to Santa Barbara County, where Jacob put it in a hangar. And over several days, he destroyed sections of the plane and placed parts in trash cans around the airport.
Brilliant.
What a fucking idiot.
It's not like putting a dog turd in your neighbour's bin. A bit more serious, Trevor.
Just an aileron hanging out of the fucking bin next to the smokers section.
I like it.
What a loser. Man. And then to cover his tracks beautifully, a few weeks after he crashed a plane and said he didn't do it on purpose, he uploaded a video titled, I Crashed My Plane.
On purpose.
Fucking hell. Thanks for those greyhound names, by the way. Keep sending them in. I'll go through the Instagram because the messages in Instagram, we might have to start a Facebook page or a Discord or something. Have it a little bit smoother. The DMs are coming in thick and fast over there at Midflight Brawl.
And just direct everyone there because, I don't know. I don't see any of it really. I don't know. I get the odd personal message on mine, but sometimes that's abusive. I just got back from Brisbane.
Mm-hmm.
Where I did the comedy festival. It was very fun, good shows, had a good time. I was walking up the street late one night and a cop approached me and said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm just giving a few coins to this hobo. There's this bloke, I was digging some coins out of my bag, giving some coins. I thought, is that fucking illegal now? We're back in the 70s, Joe era, where you can't give coins to a homeless anymore. What's going on? I didn't say all this. I'm thinking, fuck, what am I, what's going to happen here? And he was a fan.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So I thanked him for keeping the streets safe. Went on my way. So shout out to the Brisbane copper in the Fortitude Valley on the weekends. Good on you.
Man, he must have been disappointed going, you're a lot more lippy about us on stage, mate.
Yeah.
Where's all your...
Well, he had a big posse of it. You wouldn't walk around by yourself as a cop in the valley at the moment. It's a fucking zoo late on a Friday or Saturday night, whenever I saw him.
Well, we put up the video on our Instagram of you just walking in Brisbane in the daytime following the Brisbane version of Hansel and Gretel, but not breadcrumbs. It was bloody footprints.
Like a barefoot bloody footprint too. I couldn't find the source. Didn't find a puddle anywhere. I just saw it just ran out. Oh, this is grim. Absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, that is frightening that it hasn't sort of started coming out from a pub or...
Yeah, yeah, it's just a bus
started
stop.
In the middle of nowhere and fucking ended in the middle of nowhere.
I don't know. It was a bus stop. Maybe the driver just bashed someone, kicked them off the bus. The puddle's still in the bus somewhere. I don't know. Not great, though.
Oh, yeah, before we kick off, each week if we're down the line from one another on Zoom, you've always got a Zoom background with a... with a grim pass. Now, hold on. I'm trying to read it here. Is it Yalambie Lodge?
Yeah, it's Yalambie Lodge.
Who's Yalambie Lodge? You've rapped about it. Big smile on your face, doing the old thumb over the shoulder. Check it out.
This is the Cooma New South Wales Tasering Centre.
Oh, and, oh, fresh. Oh, that fresh. Is. That is. Fresh.
Well, I would like to give a shout out to listener Michael, who from time to time sends through doozies like this. I should put him on the books, really. And this is not an endorsement of police brutality while we're down here. In fact, RIP 95-year-old Claire Noland. No real winners there.
Like a sunset dying with the rising of the moon.
Not a lot of 95-year-olds go out, you know, in a blaze of glory swinging a knife, do they?
Nah.
Well, that's, yeah, anyway, pretty grim. Just spreading awareness, everyone. So take it easy. Be kind to yourselves and each other or something. Let's kick on, mate.
What a way to go, though. I'd love that.
Oh, I don't know, you would.
Some people say peacefully in their sleep. Fuck that.
No.
Let's roll.
Yeah.
That's the let's roll. That's the 95-year-old's let's roll.
Let's do it.
As soon as I can't remember every round Conor McGregor won his fights in, I'm grabbing a knife out of the kitchen there at the aged care facility.
And hurting someone else until
I can't remember his top 10 quotes. My brain's gone to pot. Where's a knife?
There's those ones who do suicide by police, don't they? The fucking selfish, like, you know, the ones who start a fight just because they want them to kill them.
Yeah.
It's a bit of that, isn't it? That's pretty fucked. Put another bloke through that. Anyway, let's roll, mate.
Women can be cops too, Heggy. Jesus,
they
mate.
Certainly can.
2023, fuck me.
And I hope none of them have had to kill someone because it wouldn't be a nice thing to have to do. Unless you like that sort of thing. Not here to judge. Follow your dreams.
Should we get into this?
Yes.
Let's do it. Woo!
This week, mate, we're looking at Cathay Pacific flight. On December 3, 2003.
Ooh. Rarely brought up on our show, Cathay.
Yeah, this may be the first or second, I believe. Hong Kong to Melbourne.
Yes.
Australia.
Of course.
So Cathay Pacific had 10 accidents and incidents over its history, although none have resulted in a hull loss or loss of life since 1972.
Not bad.
Very good size. Cathay Pacific, generally regarded to have a good safety reputation, has been rated as one of the world's safest airlines. Thankfully, though, our collective memories are a little longer than 1972.
Oh, geez.
There's a classic crash from July 1948.
Oh, geez. That is... Hold on. That's beyond, isn't it? That is...
There was a Catalina called the Miss Macau, operated by Cathay. 27 people on board, including the crew, for the flight from Macau to Hong Kong. Four blokes hijacked the plane soon after takeoff. It's only 65 Ks, the trip. So you've got to be quick. As soon as the seatbelt lights off, clickety-clack.
It's like
stick them up.
Like Virgin and Qantas on the Sydney to Canberra route, where they still want to give you a coffee.
Just yeah, you get a lolly.
Quick the fucking tray.
Yeah, you're fucking...
On takeoff, no the noses are about, you know, angle of attack, 15-20%, and they're just fucking pushing that tray real hard to get it up, handing those drinks out.
If there's a tailwind, they'd just pull out a basket full of Easter eggs or something, chuck them from the front until you sit the fuck down, we're about to land. Crazy stuff. The object was to rob the wealthy passengers and then hold them for ransom, and they were met with some resistance.
Sick.
They promptly killed the pilot. And then, even though it was a seaplane designed to land on water, they came in with a little too much mustard.
Yeah, a bit too hot.
And
they didn't sully it.
And 23 angels floated up through a rainbow that day.
Oh, Jesus.
Like a comet blazing across the evening sky. Gone too soon.
Okay, mate.
Yeah, that's the last of them for a few months, I reckon.
Well, then, on top of that, three hijackers went south to help Satan out in the furnace, and one hijacker survived.
Oh, sick. It's always Wong the Yu. Way, isn't it? It's the drunk driver living in the car.
Man, Wong Yu jumped out the emergency exit just before impact. It works sometimes. It's like jumping up just before your lift slams into the floor of the lift well. You can do it. Get your timing right, you can do anything.
I wonder if any on that Asana flight, the door opened. If anyone tried the commando,
I'm going to start
Schwarzenegger in commando coming near the ground and just jump out and land in the reeds.
Oh,
mission. Yeah. Start your mission.
You're going so fucking fast. You jump off a bike while it's moving at 30 Ks an hour, you really hurt yourself.
Oh, did you ever do that as a kid? The old ghostie?
Yeah. My bike used to park itself more than I'd park it. I'd be at the front door by the time I hear it crash into the garage. Walking.
I'd be in bed.
Yeah.
I'd be in bed and hear it smash into a neighbour's car. I have not seen, since I was a kid, I've never seen a bike without someone on it moving.
I don't know. Bring it back.
Is it gone? Your kid's doing it? Your kid's chucking ghosties?
Our suburbs are a bit busy for kids riding around. There's not many kids riding around bikes. We did a bit of it. Not too much. Kids aren't out on bikes anymore, basically. Terrified someone's going to just plow into them, usually in an SUV, travelling at speed any hour of the day. You should bring it back. Your kids are a perfect age to start riding bikes. Bring that back.
My little one, Maxie, he doesn't even know what a ghostie is. He just likes the spirit of throwing a bike. Because he can't keep up.
Yeah, right. Yeah. In this hijack, the Hong Kong government, the British colonials and the Macau authorities all argued it wasn't their jurisdiction, didn't want the job.
Right.
So he got deported to China.
Oof.
No news after that. The hand of justice can be quite swift in the people's country.
Oh, jeez.
As it was known pre-1949. This is the first ever hijacking of a commercial plane. And to me, it begs the question.
You reckon he got re-educated down to a...
Yes.
Down to a very skinny size?
Yeah. Well, he probably got buried with his head intact in a lawn mower or something. Something fucking horrible back then. Why would Wong Yu, the sole survivor, admit he was a hijacker?
Oh.
I wouldn't even admit I was me. It's a superb opportunity to start a new identity. Do what you want. You just find someone else's passport in the water. Okay, here we go. That's me now. Either way, I think future hijackers learn something quite valuable from that. Do your research. Learn how to fly the plane before you kill a pilot in the air.
But maybe he didn't admit he was a hijacker. He just hopped off with 8 gold watches on and 12 necklaces. They go, hold on. We think he had something to do with it.
Yeah. You reckon there's an entry aptitude quiz for hijacker school? First question, what year was the very first hijacking? And what fatal error did the bandits make?
Well, saying that, I'm not a fan of a conspiracy theory, but the fact that Muhammad Atta was one of the masterminds of 9/11.
Yeah.
Mastermind, also a stretch if you just fly a plane into a building. I don't know if that takes a mastermind. But apparently his passport was found in the wreckage, which seems a bit, that's a bit on the nose to me.
Well, the story's a bit on the nose to me. It sounds like one of those fucking bullshit ones. Anyway, our bloke today, Elgiz Santana Canales Viatoro, 39. When dealing with Hispanic names, I find raising your voice helps the pronunciation a bit. Elgiz, though, Canadian national. Thanks very much.
Oh.
And bear in mind, this is an era where mobile phones and American Dreamer witnesses hell-bent on throwing themselves in front of a camera were not as prevalent in Australia as they are now. So the evidence is scant. We're going to have to do something we're loath to do here at MFBHQ, speculate.
Oh, fuck. There's a, I'm sure you would have seen it scrolling through TikTok, as you tend to do, but there was an American chick. There's a lot of TikTok accounts now, whatever the person's name is in Australia or whatever the person's name is in America.
What do you mean?
They're here and they're like, oh my, the videos are like, oh my God, this guy, Vegemite is crazy. And it's got like 15 million views on it. You go, fuck, why do I even bother?
Yeah, I don't know.
But an American woman living in Sydney, she said she was doing 100K an hour in the Cross City Tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only 80 kilometres an hour. And she got a speeding fine. She said, I'm just going to take it to court and say it's my first time driving through. I don't know. I don't know any different.
Yep.
But I'm from America. But you're like, well, fucking numbers are the same.
Yeah.
And also, if that's your plan, don't turn it into a viral video before you turn up.
Yeah. Plus, you know, I hope someone sent that through to the cops, preempting her court appearance and saying, look, if anything, she thought she was doing 100 miles an hour, so let's throw the book at her. Throw away the bloody key, like you like to do. Elgiz has had a few shandies pre-flight, don't know where or what, so we're going to have to allege a few things here. Everything is alleged, by the way. Being a Canadian citizen, and I've got a soft spot for those bastards. I've always been pretty cool in my experience. On the other hand, I could take or leave Canada Dry and Canadian Club.
Yeah.
If they were the last drinks on earth, yeah, I'd probably wrap the laughing gear around them. It's not VB. But as things currently stand, fairly sure I'll be able to complete life without ever having another one of either of those.
Of course. I hate their whole ad campaign for Canadian Club is over beer, You're like, we'll just find another beer, you fucking loser.
Yeah. Yep.
Just find a better beer. If Canadian Club is topping whatever beer you're drinking a shit beer.
Yeah, absolutely. On drink trivia, while we're down here, 50 years ago in a bar in Calgary, the Caesar was invented.
What's
that? It's gone on to become Canada's national drink.
The fuck is
that? It's a Bloody Mary, but with half tomato, half clam juice.
Oh, that is.
You know that shit?
That Clamato.
Yeah, Clamato.
Clamato drink. I've never touched it. Never had a whiff of it. It can't be good.
I've tried it. It's tomato juice and clam broth. And I think MSG, if the heartburn I received after drinking one's accurate, just fuck it. You know, leave it alone. Leave well enough alone, will you? Bit of umami. Umami's just MSG, isn't it?
No idea.
You know, the Japanese
Like
they say umami all the time. It's just like a word. Pretty sure it's just MSG. Anyway. You want to take things a step further, though. You can have a bearded clam, which is Canadian whiskey, cranberry juice, and amaretto. Yuck.
Oh.
Anyway, my theory is that Elgiz had a hankering for some good old-fashioned Canadian cocktails, but that they are unavailable on Cathay Pacific. It's like when you demanded a Vegemite sandwich in New York at a fancy networking lunch, had a tantrum, so the top brass knew that you meant business. I want a goddamn Clamato juice. I want it now. All right. The 9-hour flight running smoothly up until it was 4 hours old.
Oh,
haven't had a 3-hour cruise for a while, have we?
Yeah.
The crew stopped serving Elgiz alcohol after he'd had too much wine.
You know what I think it is? I think it's all the health benefits of his tomato juice-based cocktails pre-boarding.
Yeah.
That's held him in good stead for that extra hour.
Oh, yeah, he would have kicked off at 3 if he'd done.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
On the job properly.
There is something about a Bloody Mary that when I finish it, I do feel like I am in front.
Oh, all that vitamin C. If anything, you're cancelling out all the alcohol you've had for the last week or two.
What a win.
We've had a couple of wino Canadians on here before, I think. I think we've discussed this before, but worth reiterating, obviously. Canadians, just Northern Hemisphere Kiwis, aren't they?
Mm.
Like, lovely. Ooh, nature, foggy mountains, no nukes, punch. I don't know, just like the rest of us, but with picturesque backgrounds.
Exactly.
Even more galling, I reckon.
I'll tell you.
It's an ambush.
Also, again, you don't want to hand out life hacks for people. But if you plan on drinking a lot of red wine and fighting, stick to a Pinot, because if you go a heavier, like a Shiraz, you're going to get the red lips and the teeth.
Oh,
yeah. Stand out. They'll know you're coming.
Yeah. Drinking Pinot. Pinot doesn't stain the lips as much as a
No, the lighter ones don't. Tanniny
sort of wine.
Yeah.
All right. Well, go with rosé. I mean, if you want to take it that far, do clear spirits.
Well, that's the, yeah.
Pure alcohol.
If you're above drinking prison vodka out of a flask you've snuck on the plane.
Yeah.
But I mean, you also want a red.
Well, they rarely do it, but when a Canadian kicks off, it's like a koala scratching a fat American's eyeball clean out of his face down at Lone Pine. Like it's unexpected and therefore pretty grim.
By the way, Lone Pine, for the people that live in Brizzy that have been, I went there a lot when I lived there for a few months. My son was almost two at the time.
Yeah.
Lone Pine, every day, go in there. Still, I think, the best bang for buck zoo and the only one I've ever been in where they're just letting emus, kangaroos, wallabies all hang out in a big fucking field, and as soon as you walk in, you can touch them.
Yeah.
Nobody's saying, don't try and pet the emu. Don't try and pet. It's like, if you can get your hands on it, have a pat.
And it's not like most cities do where you got to travel for half a day to get there. It's pretty close to town.
Fig Tree Pocket.
I grew up near there. I could walk there if I wanted to as a kid. Didn't
Lone
much,
Pine.
But I have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Elgiz has become aggressive and started screaming obscenities. There's absolutely no evidence of what he was saying exactly, depending on what his first language is. I'm going to go with, you know, fuck you, you fucking fucks, or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Just thinking that maybe he didn't speak English first. An even more impressive feat, though, if English is his first language. 5 hours to go on the flight.
Maybe some of the quotes from Scarface. Getting those out.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah.
You reckon they...
Her womb was so polluted.
Everyone with a Hispanic-sounding name can do Scarface imitations.
I hope so. Otherwise, what's it for?
5 hours left, they've got to call it. I reckon FAs use their discretion here when a flight has an hour or so left just to keep serving the bastard booze. Someone else's problem soon. That's what, I mean, we say it, but
yeah.
I'm sure that happens. It's like we're about to just, you know, we've got 1 hour left. Just give this guy two more beers. Yeah. 5 hours though, nah, he's ours, unfortunately. It's not going to blow over. So Elgiz then punched the seats in front of him and threw what at a flight attendant? I'll give you $20.
All right.
Cold, hard, crisp. I'll iron it in the hotel room this weekend before I give it to you.
I'm excited about this because I'm going from the gut here. It was the first thing I thought of. I'm going to say a cup of his own piss.
No. I like the cut of your jib.
I really thought I had you for some reason.
Nah. It was his singlet.
Oh, worse, I reckon. It's worse.
Yeah. They're, like you're wearing one in the first place.
Yeah.
And you don't even respect it enough to keep it on. He then punched another FA in the stomach. He's escalated here. Elgiz went over to an occupied toilet and kicked in the door.
Oh, nice.
I mean, we've all thought of doing that. Never had the courage when you've got to go.
When it says kicked in, is it one of those accordion toilet doors? He actually hasn't.
I would assume so. Yeah. Yeah, you just kick the weak spot. It's going. That lock's going to pop. But, you know, when there's someone in there for so long and you're long haul, you get, man, why are you in there longer than you need to be? Wait until you're ready. Get in there. A minute, you're out.
Mate, I had two of them on the flight to Scotland. We go, I used to have a bit about it years ago.
Oh, it's a
going to the toilet. It says vacant.
And the door unlocks. Yeah.
Yeah, and you open the door and there's someone taking a shit and they yell at you. You go, fuckhead. Yeah. How'd you get this far? And not know. I get it on a domestic flight, but on long haul, you need a passport, visas.
Yeah.
There's a lot of steps.
I've done it before, not on a plane, where I've been on the other end of that. And I apologise profusely, but it was a confusing lock. It wasn't like an easy one. I think I was in a service station or somewhere. It was gross. But I've, you know.
Oh, have you?
Emergency.
Ever had to take a shit in like a dive bar or something where there's no lock on the door? So you've got one foot on the ground, one straight out, like a pistol squat?
Yeah.
You're doing a one-leg squat trying to shit.
No, I haven't. Although sometimes during the summer months I ride to gigs and you get real sweaty. So I take my jeans and ride in shorts. But now I know the ones not to do that at because you go to the pub for a gig and I pretty much have to fucking levitate to get my jeans on. It's that disgusting. Doing some proper acrobatics, put your chin on the top of the door and just hang there while you put your jeans on because you're not touching the floor with your bare feet or anything.
Fucking just actually disgusting. Hang yourself with your belt and hope you get it sorted in time to get yourself down.
You got about a minute.
Oh, my fingers are going tingly. I better move. Don't you ever, isn't the move there to stand on top of your shoes?
I do. Yeah, I do. Yeah. But you got to get the jeans on without the jeans leg touching the floor.
Yeah.
It's not easy, mate.
I've done a stand on the toilet lid, but sometimes, when the toilets are that grit, there's not even a lid. It's just a seat.
You could go through it. That'd be even worse. You get your foot in the water.
I hate that. You know the feeling, taking a piss at a big urinal at a sporting event.
Sticky.
Just a little bit. And when you got shorts on, just a bit of splashback on the shin.
From you or from someone else next to you?
I've had a bit of side splash from someone else.
Yeah.
And that you realise just how important jeans are, or just the lower leg of any pant is doing a lot of work at a urinal.
Then Elgees has started pissing on the toilet floor and in the aisle of the plane. The crew relocated the passengers around him to other seats. Not the children, someone screamed. Although that's speculation, much more unlikely for children to have been malingering on a plane 20 years ago. Now it's a right, not a privilege for children to exist and get on planes.
Yeah, now probably back then it'd be clean it up.
Yeah. You don't know this man, but get up there and clean it up.
It'd be a dad smoking, reading a paper, going, did my fucking kid do that? Just a smack, just in case.
How old were you on your first plane?
My grandparents, English grandparents, lived up at Bribie Island when I was a baby. So I went up a few times to Bribie as a little baby, but then didn't go on a plane from the age of two until I was 18.
Oh, okay. You're right.
So the first memory on a plane was a little one, like far north Queensland, when I was a Manny.
Ah, great. The Manny.
Going from like Cairns to Weipa, Cairns to Thursday Island.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's cool. I went when I was about 10, I believe. I could find out. I could look it up. Whenever Halley's Comet was circling Brisbane, we went TAA. I've told you this. Went on a TAA plane. Just went up in the sky, came back down to Brisbane a couple of hours later.
For a squiz?
Pretty good. Yeah, for a squiz.
Did you
see
it? I was
more concerned with the food and shit. Oh, not really. I mean, but it's not like a supernova or anything, is it? Rubbish. Overrated.
Well, as you said, at that age, you're more interested in the food. My wife's mates
servings.
Took their kids on like a 4 or 6 month caravan trip around Australia and to these amazing places. And all the kids remember, they were like 7 and 5 at the time, is at a caravan park when the shit truck pumped out all this shit into the.
Yeah.
The kids just keep bringing that up and the parents are like, why the fuck did.
Fuck. Absolutely. Could have just taken you down to Werribee Pond. After this, Elgiz has hit a male flight attendant twice and grabbed another on the shoulder. They eventually got him back to the seat where he remained for the rest of the flight. And upon landing, he found himself in a little bit of trouble.
Ooh.
Status arrested.
Elgiz has pleaded guilty to 3 charges of assault and 1 of behaving in an offensive and disorderly manner. It's a fair cop.
Mm.
He appeared in front of Magistrate Terry Wilson.
Tears.
Not to be confused with Terry Wilson, the actor, Bill Hawks and Wagon Train, nor is it Terry Wilson, the decorated combat veteran, who's now a Texas Republican politician. God, they fucking love that, don't they?
Straight in.
And God, come to mention it. Tez is a Baptist and a family man, God and guns. No one, I don't know anyone on earth who loves the family unit as comprehensively as conservative politicians in America. Of family values, they're gone to pot.
Bad for it. Are there any soldiers vote Greens or anything?
Soldiers who vote Greens? I haven't met one.
Yeah.
Don't know. I did a gig, an army gig last week. Did I tell you about this?
No.
Oh.
Was this Townsville?
No, Brisbane.
Oh, Brisbane at the barracks.
Yes.
Yeah. Next to Triple M. Was it that barracks or Nogra?
No, Nogra.
Yeah.
And it was, solid half hour of folded arms staring from their end. Daylight comedy, 3 p.m., the best time for it. And pretty fucking grim.
I'll tell you what you would have found out too. You go, fuck, all the soldiers that come out to our shows and stuff, like the SAS guys and 2 Command, it's a lot of adults. But then when you go out and do gigs at the bar, you go, 17-year-olds are in this. I forgot.
Oh, yeah. I've done one before where I followed Frenchie, who did a shoey to a standing ovation.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, actual 18-year-olds. And I had to go, closer to triple than double their age. I had to go on after that and try to do comedy.
Oh, wow.
Fucking disaster.
Couldn't do the shoey because you had your white Havaianas on. Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. Had my Bermudas on, go straight through it. You know who else? There's another Terry Wilson. He's not Terry Wilson, the post-war contemporary artist, nor is it Terry Wilson, the incarcerated murderer. Shot his childhood friend, Willie Stanky Clark, in a crowded street a few years ago.
I'm backing Terry Wilson there.
Yeah.
Is the mate's nickname Stanky?
Stanky.
Yeah, it's already. I know none of the facts. Exonerated.
Stanky's gone. Yeah.
Terry's fine.
Your name's fucking, what's your middle name? Guilty. This is
mate,
our
he's
Terry.
Dead. Exactly.
Melbourne magistrate Terry Wilson. Terry's sideswiped a lot of Melbourne's elite, actually. Some real Melbourne personalities have appeared before Terry in his capacity as a magistrate, including, but not limited to, Sam Newman on a road rage charge in 2012.
I was about to guess that.
Oh, yeah?
That would have been my guess for a Melbourne personality that's ended up in a magistrate's court.
Yeah, right. Oh, I should have asked. You could have earned yourself a crisp fiver.
Fuck. Missed out again.
This is, I'm sure you know this, being that he's one of your mentors. A woman opened her car door on Sam's Mustang. He called her a fucking bitch and a stupid bitch. So then he slammed his door into her rental to retaliate. Cost him $2,000 in the end. I know you go to sportsmen's luncheons and the like with Newman, but some people don't find him so agreeable.
Not bad. $2,000 a bargain, I reckon, for someone.
Yeah.
You can just get back. I was going to the chemist the other day, get some nappies for the little one, had him in the car. Woman parked across the entry, like as if she'd done a reverse parallel park to block the driveway of the chemist.
Nice.
This big chemist warehouse that's sort of got a little parking, like a drive-through parking entrance.
Yeah.
So I just waved and went, are you going in? And she just shrugged at me like she didn't even know what she was doing. I went, can I go in? And she's just looking at me. So I just snuck around her car, got in and parked, got my son out, and she's had to reverse because she was so flush with the fucking entrance. She's had to reverse, pull out, and then come into the car park. And she hopped out and came over to me holding my son, and she said, you are very rude.
Oh, okay.
And I said, I think you've got rude confused with a good driver.
Yeah,
why
correct.
The fuck were you blocking the driveway?
Fucking oath. What the fuck?
My wife said, She goes, Nick, you're on. She's like, you're on fucking billboards in this city. If someone filmed you doing that, I go, what? There is no one on this planet. She had her teenage son with it, just looking at the ground, going, "Mum's fucking cooked this." She should
have seen this. There is. There are plenty of people on the planet who would somehow make her the victim.
It was incredible. I've never seen. It was. You know where you see a situation on the road where you go, "How's this even occurred?"
Mm.
Like to park there, you've gotten. I say, I don't know how you got here. I don't know how you got the car to this point. When you park across a driveway, a clear entrance.
Yeah, right. You can say something else.
I don't know what that says about me. I've told this story to a few mates and they go, "Phew, I thought you were going to say something else."
Were you born from an egg, lady? People not their best around cars, are they? Like they've, stay away from them if you're a bit of a fuckwit. Or for that matter, if you're planning a crime. Cars are just fucking, it's just cars are involved in nearly every crime committed, I reckon. Some stage of the crime, there's a car. Do it on foot, you probably get away with it.
I told you I got on the old Triple M, got to ask the head of homicide there in Brizzy.
Mm.
Bigger, I said, because everyone's asking earnest questions. And I just said, who commits more crime? Is it Holden or Ford? And he just went, definitely Holden. Mate,
yeah, great.
Definitely. It was so quick.
Well, that might say something to the engineer because there's a lot of nooks and crannies on a car. You're not going to get away with modern forensics. You're going to have to torch it or something. You're not, that's it. Impossible. Also, Terry Wilson, Elgiz, it's over pretty much. Oh. Fuck all else to say about Elgiz.
Sorry, Elgiz. See you, mate. Yeah, no, Elgiz, whatever.
Oh, no, we'll be back later. But
it is mid-flight brawl. Just quickly, have you ever torched a car?
Have I torched a car?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
No, I just thought possibly in your time, and you may have thought statute of limitations is up. We fucked something up. I'm not saying you fucking murdered someone.
Why else would you torch a car?
Well, once I snuck out with some mates in high school, dumb joyriding shit, shitting myself the whole time. No. And my mate smashed the front right-hand wheel on a curb.
Mm.
And he's like, fuck, I don't know what to do. And a few of the boys are like, man, you're just going to have to tell your dad you took the car out.
Yep.
And he's like, fuck this, I'm just torching it.
Mate. Very similar thing happened.
You cannot torch the car. He's like, I'm fucking torching it. My dad will kick the fuck out of me. It's like, man, if you torch the car and get caught, you're in so much more trouble.
Did you get caught?
And if you just put your hand up and say, don't even say you took it for a joyride. Just say you drive to the shops to get a Slurpee and you hit a curb.
Yeah. I'd cop a beating instead of torching a car.
His dad must have, his dad, Czech bloke, Polish mum, he was still copping smacks in the 90s.
What, years after this incident?
No, when would this have been? Like 2002.
Yeah.
But I love the idea that it was just first move. Let's fucking torch it.
Did he get done?
Yeah, he ended up putting his hand up.
What, hang on, he torched the car?
No. No, he didn't torch it. Right. We talked him out of it.
Oh, well, very similarly, when I was about 14, about 13, real young, some dudes were joyriding their parents' cars. I wasn't there, thank fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But this dude rang up my place on a Saturday morning and said, can I get a lift to soccer because someone stole our car last night? I went, okay. Then transpired, he stole it, didn't he? And they had a similar thing happen, a couple little Bengals. Went, fuck, we're going to have to run them all off cliffs. So they ran their parents' cars off cliffs. Into the bush. Said, the car's got stolen. Whack, whack. How come two kids from the same school had their parents' cars stolen the same night or some shit?
Crazy. And their mates.
Got done. Yeah, they got done.
Of course. Yeah, I was on schoolies. I don't know if I've said it on here before. We went to Yarrawonga, Murray River, just camped, fished and swam in the river for a few days, about five of us. One day we're in my mate's Nissan 300 ZX that he's brought to the river, which is like a Japanese street racer.
Not known for four-wheel driving.
He's let another mate of mine who was on his L's at the time. It's like, man, you drive to the shops in the morning. So we're all in the car and overtook a steamroller that we didn't know was pushing down the sand.
Oh.
And he's fanged it around a corner, smashed it into a tree. fucked us up. I was in the middle seat in the back, and it cut up all my legs and everything.
Jesus.
And we get out of the car, and the mate he was in the front passenger seat, whose car it was, had hit his head. And he's like, all right, boys, this is what we got to do. Tell the cops, you know, it's been raining. That's why we slid. We lost control. It's wet.
Mm.
And we're like, mate, it's been fucking 42 degrees for a week. And then he goes, yeah. I'm going to fucking kill you. Like, almost went to bash our mate that wrecked his car.
Yeah, great.
But fair play. Everyone stuck to their story.
Yeah.
The bloke whose car it was, he said he was driving fine.
Yeah.
And then our other mate had to pay him back for years. They were never friends again.
Oh. You're not going to remain friends with people when you're 17 anyway. Don't worry about it.
My dad.
Get your money's worth.
I don't know if Fran has to beep this. I don't know if Mum listens to it. But about 10 years later, Dad said to me, because we had to call up, all the parents got called.
Yeah.
So I took off out of the car and they were like, Cody, you don't have to be here. Get back to the campsite.
Mm.
And about 10 years later, Dad said, hey, you remember schoolies? I said, yeah. He goes, I know you're in the car. Good work not saying anything. Your mum would have made you come home.
Surely that's outside of the statute of limitations. Shout out to Karen.
And Jeff with a G.
One more person who's been around, Terry Wilson, not the chemist. No, it's Terry White, isn't it? The magistrate, drug dealer Sean Sonnett, underworld figure and good mate of another of Melbourne's favourite sons, Carl Williams.
Oh, yeah.
When he was on appeal for conspiring to kill gangland rival Mario Condello.
Oh, yeah.
Mario did get killed later on, but not by these bozos, I don't think. Sean got 20 years for his part in it. When he got sentenced, he said, are you fucking finished?
Yeah.
He called, not this judge, Terry was part of the appeal. The judge was Betty King. He called Judge Betty King a fucking dog and a black widow. And he pulled up his shirt to show his biceps, like you do sometimes. Served about 4 years of his 20.
Oh, no.
That's pretty good.
Hold on. I assume he's 16 years short, not because of good behaviour.
No. He got out after 4 years somehow.
Oh.
He'd been rehabilitated by then, obviously. Terry let him out.
Fucking hell. Back in time for the next Olympics.
Yeah. Turned out Terry was wrong about Sean.
Oh.
He wasn't rehabilitated at all.
I want the bloke calling the judge a fucking dog and a black widow. Yeah. Flexing.
Sean was doing stick-ups in 2022 with a knife in Geelong. One of them in an Aldi.
Wow.
Times are tough. 52 years old. Grow up, Sean. Magistrate Terry Wilson.
Yeah. Hey, hold on, though. That is, I do like.
Old school.
Yeah, I love that there's someone in their 50s doing that. That's like the 80-year-old skydivers and shit, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. You think it's a bucket list? Sticking up Aldi.
No, I just think it's a zest for life that's sort of squashed out of a lot of people before then.
Well, it's a tip of your hat to the olden days too. Like we say, most crimes where it belongs now is boardrooms. I don't see a lot of stick-ups. If I got stuck up and I was a shop attendant, I'd feel a bit nostalgic. I'd be scared of getting shot or stabbed.
Yeah. But,
you know, as long as you're out of reach, give them the cash.
Also now, though, it's like, mate, COVID killed cash.
I know. You're not getting anything. I see armor guard trucks sometimes. You go, what's in them? The fuck's in that? Gold bullion?
I'm amazed. I'm amazed the armor guard bloke doesn't walk in, just take the, you know, $68 in cash, just put it in his wallet, take it to the bank. There's no need for the suitcase with the handcuff attached to the wrist.
I find myself asking places now if they take cash. It's embarrassing. Like I've said it a few times. I'm not even asking that. I'm just handing over cash. I've already bought 3 pints or something. They go, it's card only. Well, I've only got cash. I don't have a card. You're taking this, aren't you?
Dickhead. Told you the other month when you're back down here in Melbourne, you can go to the People's Stadium, the MCG.
Oh, yeah.
The People's Stadium, card only, no cash.
Yeah, 0.5% surcharge, please.
Yeah. Go and support the arts at the Art Centre, card only, no cash.
Magistrate Terry Wilson said Elgiz's behaviour was abominable. It's behaviour that I don't think even a dog would stoop to do.
Called him a dog. I like that.
They called Betty. Well, yeah, he called Elgiz a dog. and yet he's let Sean out, somebody who calls women dogs and does stick-ups. You are more than aware, living so close to America, the sort of reaction after what happened in New York. Bear in mind, this is 2003, yeah. 3 years after Y2K. after what happened in New York, where planes were used to inflict great misery on a lot of people. Wilson sentenced Elgees to what?
Well, he kicked the door.
Shot at the main prize. $10.
Pissed on the floor.
Yeah. Knock on the door, piss on the floor.
Yeah, kick in the door, piss on the floor. He attacked a flight attendant.
Mm. Punch in the stomach.
Yelled some stuff. Yeah, punch in the stomach. Yelled some stuff out.
Yelled obscenities. We're not quite sure what, but obscenities aren't they?
Now, I'm going to say, just because it's close to 9/11, I'm going to say 24 months.
Nah, 3 months.
Fuck.
In the clink, not bad. That is good value. The kicker, though, he was also banned from flying with Cathay Pacific for life. Big whoop.
You say that, but if you're going to Hong Kong,
yeah,
they're the one.
What, you don't think you can get there any other way?
You can't, but it's a lot of fuck around.
Well,
Virgin's gone.
Okay.
Qantas really do them.
Yeah, but if, like, do you think he lives in Hong Kong?
Yeah, I reckon.
He's from Hong Kong, but he's probably in transit. You can do it without going to Hong Kong unless you live there.
Yeah.
If he lives there, he doesn't live in Melbourne, does he? It's on holiday.
Yeah,
I think
that's true.
Banned for life is ridiculous. There are fucking thousands of airlines and it's ways around it. If anything, lop a few off, you probably get the cheaper ones.
You say that though, right? But we're Virgin Platinum boys. If you get knocked off Virgin, that's fucking annoying.
I'd be really annoyed. Yeah. Yes.
That'd be fucked.
Yeah. But that's within Australia. Like Cathay's purely international, isn't it? If I was kicked off for life, an international airline, whatever. Fine.
You don't care?
I don't care. In fact, it's good for the environment for me not to go on that plane.
Many ways to skin a cat.
Yeah.
Well, your mates over in France, your best friends, mm-hmm. they've just cancelled flights between routes where there's a high-speed train that takes less than 2.5 hours.
Oh, good. That's cool.
I was like, fuck, that's amazing. That's going to pretty much reverse global warming. Turns out I think it's like two flights that do it.
Yeah. All right.
But it looks good, you know?
And the people who do those flights can just afford a private jet anyway. Just charter one of them. Fly for 10 minutes instead of take the two-hour train. Time is precious for those types.
Well, that brings us to the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Thanks again for listening. If you want to get around us on the Patreon, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. Keep sending us greyhound names. We got a couple that I think we get to name. If you want to see us live this Saturday, June 3rd, 4 p.m. in Newcastle at the Gal, and the next show's 2 in 1 night, July 14 in Bris Vegas. Good Chat Comedy Club, 9 p.m. show sold out. 7 p.m.'s just been added, but the Patreon fans have snapped up a bunch of those. So if you want to get in quick, midflightbrawl.com for tickets. Sydney is going to be up soon, and I'll tell you the date for Sydney. It is, I want to say, September 9?
Yeah, I think so. 9-9.
September 9. Tickets are going to be on sale soon. There's a UFC in Sydney on September 10. So I'll be rolling in hot to that.
Yeah.
Might have to drag you along in a headlock, Heggy.
I don't know, mate. I've got to prepare for the next day. Big do at my house, day after the UFC. So I don't think I'll be there.
It's a long weekend. Food prep. It's a Heggy long weekend.
One more plug-a-rooney, if we can. I'm doing two extra shows of my show in Sydney at the Comedy Store, June 16 and 23.
Oh,
and
sick.
I think I've exhausted all my Sydney clients to come to my show, but if you're into it, get to the Comedy Store Friday nights consecutively. Do it.
And Melbourne, are you doing an extra show in Melbourne?
It's in July.
Bang.
Late July, two nights or something.
Ripper.
All right. Get around it.
Mate, thanks again for listening. We'll see you next week.
All right, mate. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's mid-flight brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.